You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Yes, indeed. In my first instalment of City Counselling, I spoke to Tracy Mulholland. She spoke to me about the council raising rates to 3.5%. Tracy argues that the move is justified when we consider that it's essential for council to keep providing services such as public transport. Let's hear what she had to say.
The rates rise of 3.5% avoids cuts to public transport, road safety, libraries and facilities for children and the elderly. Do you want to start by sort of summarising what Aucklanders are going to get out of this rise in rates?
So one of the things that I want to make sure we have for our future generations is absolutely to have potable water. I don't want our future generations of Aucklanders to have to face ongoing water crisis. So that's one of the main reasons there was the percentile increase from the 2.5, because I have been an advocate, as people would know, for the lower amount. And given the pandemic, I absolutely stood by that theory. So the reason that I supported the 3.5% was given those services that our future generations will benefit from, so that we didn't lose things like the climate change program. It would mean making savings, because if we didn't go to the additional average 47 cents a household per week, then we would actually lose infrastructure, which means it would be double pay later on. Also, what I thought was critical in terms of the substantive amount of job losses, which doesn't just mean for those critics, and we have had one group out there in community sharing incorrect facts about how these things work, but essentially what it says is if we don't spend that additional sum of funds, which is the 1%, which is about 47 cents, as I've said, then we would miss out on things like upgrades to some of the parks, that we would have had public toilets closed, that library hours could have definitely been reduced. Now, I'm also someone who likes to check into the facts. So I did a double check with some of the staff that I know over and above the ones that present to us as governing body members. And they had said to me, yep, Trace, absolutely. We have been advised to start pinpointing toilets that could be closed, parks that wouldn't need upgrades, where a community facility could have work stopped. So it means people who use all of those facilities, and often those are people who don't have access to as much income or resourcing, that they would lose. So, you know, whilst I know that I've had a lot of criticism, and to be fair, it has been every councillor, except for the three who didn't vote for the 3.5, saying, you know, how horrible we are and it's a pandemic. Actually, when you have committed to also a contract to undertake works, and this comes back to me being a first-time councillor, look, I'm not a fan of as much money going into the city or America's Cup as it has. In fact, with America's Cup, the budget was cut by half, so it's about $20 million. So I do believe that every aspect of cutting, where it could be done, was done in terms of presentation to the governing body. And the $224 million water infrastructure, that is just non-negotiable. Provision of the water is a basic need for the city, so it wasn't non-negotiable for me.
My understanding of how much, you know, strife everyone's been put through by COVID-19 and the water issues that you touched on, those issues meant that there was also a budget deficit. Now, I don't know a lot about deficits. I do know that one mode of recovery out of a deficit is injections of money into the economy, and I wondered if you could walk us through that a bit, if you see this rates rise as an opportunity for that.
So one of the things I'd like to share about what happened during that time of COVID lockdown, the budget deficit was changing. So Auckland Council funding for projects, our budget line has about 47% of it as rates only. The rest of it comes from income generated elsewhere. Now that income is things like transport, hireage of community facilities, fees. Now that sum of money that was brought in to do all the services that we do and provide to community for a good civil society was losses by way of port shares, airport shares, fees, And you can imagine that, of course, because we went to lockdown and because we were on lockdown and because of the border scenario and because of the travel scenario and because of the health scenario, we lost that funding. So what happened was then when we had those meetings and workshops and governing body meetings online and eventually, of course, when we were allowed to, we went in to our meetings at the town hall. But what happened was the budget changed quite frequently because one day something might happen with a project or it might happen with airport, so the shares change, so to speak, or the amounts of funding that we had that essentially was changing every week. But essentially it landed on around 4.25. After the consultation for the budget, we were notified that government stepped in to assist with the water crisis. That sum of money that is required to update the infrastructure is essentially part of the decision post-consultation of the budget because the approvals where government stepped in and, of course, there was a lot of dialogue and a lot of really good communication and open communication with the public and with Waikato Regional Council and elected members and mana whenua there. So, you know, there was all of this process that went on after the consultation document went out, and that was an additional $224 million in water infrastructure, as I'd mentioned. So that means where does that $224 million come? Because now if we need to get that infrastructure underway, now we've got approval to, which every Aucklander I'm sure is very grateful to, having access to good potable water, that money has to come from somewhere. We all know that. It has to come from somewhere. And we are local government, so it's not coming from a general tax. So it comes from some sort of rating or fee system. So that is where the additional funding was required.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.